This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com on a podcast talk thread titled Mr. Whoopi Conspires. Now, I was thinking, actually I woke up this morning with this thought on my mind. It's kind of been in the back of my mind all day. You see, here in northwest Arkansas, in a little town, gorgeous little town, called Eureka Springs, they have a UFO festival every spring. It turns out this year's festival is going to be on the weekend of April 14th through 16th, I believe. Okay, that's cool. But this isn't, and it's really a good-sized UFO festival. But that's not all Eureka Springs has to offer. Eureka Springs also has the Crescent Hotel, which the television show Ghost Hunters just took some videotape there, which allegedly shows a ghost. They've also got this huge amphitheater, wherever summer they play the, they have the Passion Play for several months, and that's pretty interesting, but, I mean, it's basically they have the Passion Play at this religious theme park that's in the town. And one of the things this theme park has that overlooks downtown Eureka Springs is the world's second largest statue of Jesus Christ. The thing is huge. It's 7 stories tall, weighs 200 million tons, and it's situated up there to where it's overlooking the whole town. Now, what I want to do, and I haven't figured out how to do it yet, is on the first day of the UFO conference, I want to put a great big tinfoil hat on that humongous statue of Jesus. Now, I want to do it without getting arrested. I want to be able to get away. You know, I'm sure if I did get caught, they would let me off on an insanity plea, you know, when I'm telling them, the tinfoil hat keeps the aliens from reading your mind. I didn't want them to read Jesus' thoughts. Oh, but can you imagine that? A 7-story statue with a great big aluminum foil hat right in the middle of the UFO conference. That would be so cool. The only problem is I haven't figured out how to do it yet, or any way that I could get away with it if I did, you know. I don't have a helicopter, and I don't know anybody that flies one. So I really can't lift the hat up with a helicopter and set it on its head. The thing is so tall, a ladder is out of the question. And this guy, the statue's so big, the hand is taller than a human being, taller than a man, just the hand, you know. And I'll include some links to this. If you have any ideas or any thoughts on how to get a tinfoil hat on a giant statue, then I'd like you to share them with me. I know some of you are probably thinking this is sacrilegious, but I don't think so. Jesus had a sense of humor. I mean, what, Jesus said it would be easier to put a camel through the eye of a needle than to, for a rich man to get in heaven. And I'm hoping he was joking. Yeah, I was hoping he's, you know, that's a pretty good joke. Yeah, that's funny. Back in those days, camel jokes. So I don't think it would be sacrilegious. I think it would be cool, an artistic statement. Probably make the 6 o'clock news, and I'd be wearing a T-shirt. ATS, you know, Above Top Secret T-shirt. When they took me away. Anyway, I just wanted to share this with you guys and see if you think it's the thinking of a sound mind. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi.